Have you ever felt that sort of low, persistent thrum beneath everyday life? Almost a restless anxiety, like you sense something big is off, maybe even this feeling of a preordained societal collapse.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Our sources actually describe this period, they call it the Great Unknowing.
The great unknowing.
Right. It's where, we saw all the symptoms, climate shifts, inequality growing, things like that, but we struggled to connect them, to see the root causes.
Like a kind of blindness to the loops binding us, as one source put it.
Exactly. And that feeling, that disconnect, that's really where our deep dive kicks off today. We're looking into how society, as the material says, sort of tripped over the truth.
Tripped over it. Interesting.
Yeah, and found a way off that, well, that difficult societal path that seemed headed for crisis, how it shifted towards this new, more dynamic state.
Okay, so let's unpack that. If we were in this unknowing, how did we start finding a way out? The sources mentioned a big first step was public awareness. Makes sense.
Absolutely necessary, yes. But the research shows it often had this side effect. It led to people questioning institutional trust.
So you see the problem, but then you don't trust the systems meant to fix it.
Precisely. And that could be, well, paralyzing, feeling helpless, you know.
Right. So the big insight wasn't just shouting louder.
No. It was realizing, as one source beautifully put it, the truth wasn't a brick to be thrown, it was a seed to be planted.
A seed. Okay, what did that look like in practice, planting that seed?
What's fascinating here is how that sparked a really profound shift in values.
Not like a sudden revolution, though.
No, not at all. It was quiet, personal choices, starting subtly. People choosing, say, mended clothes over the latest fast fashion.
Okay.
Or neighbors turning patches of lawn into shared gardens. Conversations just naturally shifting, focusing less on getting more stuff and more on, well, contributing. There's this great example of a former corporate exec, right? Finding real quiet joy in just composting kitchen scraps.
From quarterly reports to compost, that's quite a shift.
It is. And this reevaluation, it wasn't top down. It genuinely spread, like heart to heart, a gentle ripple effect, but powerful.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. Because that personal shift, it wasn't just about individual feeling good, right? The sources show it actually fueled social innovation.
Exactly. It became the fertile ground. Suddenly, you see this ballooning of small, local initiatives.
Like what?
Community energy co-ops, sharing renewables, tool-sharing libraries. Borrow a drill instead of everyone owning one.
Right, skill exchange networks too.
Yes. Connecting neighbors, sharing talents. These weren't just isolated fixes. They were actively modeling new possibilities, showing different ways to live, to organize.
And building resilience at the same time.
Inherently strengthening community resilience right from the ground up. Little living blueprints, almost.
So connecting that to the bigger picture, this growing citizen engagement, it must have put pressure upwards.
Absolutely. It created this undeniable demand for policy innovation. Governments, often resistant at first, eventually saw they had a clear mandate.
From people who were already doing things differently.
Exactly. Which led to what our sources call adaptive governance.
Adaptive governance, meaning.
Meaning policy became less rigid, more responsive, more collaborative between citizens and policymakers.
Okay.
And this new framework, this flexibility, it provided the scaffolding for a whole regenerative economy. That's a huge shift designed to mimic nature cycles.
How so? Like closing loops.
Yeah, think closed loop production waste from one place becomes food for another.
Yeah.
Or urban planning that actively regenerates ecosystems, not just, minimizes harm.
So, what were the results, the tangible impacts on the ground?
Well, the data suggests natural capital depletion started to slow down, even reverse in some areas,
How?
partly through rapid ecotech development. Things like advanced vertical farms, cutting water use way down, or new materials inspired by nature, biomimicry,
Wow.
coupled with smart regulation that actually encouraged these solutions.
And what about the social side? Inequality.
That also started to heal. That huge gap, wealth disparity, began to close. Their regenerative economy inherently fostered equity, the shared
Nice.
ownership, local production,
Right.
and new policies led to actual redistribution, rebuilding community wealth.
So this whole shift leads to what the sources call the third attractor. What exactly is that? Is it like utopia?
Not quite utopia. It's not a static place you arrive at. The sources are clear on that. It's more a dynamic state of being.
Okay, dynamic, like always moving.
Think of it like a continuous dance. There's the driving force that's citizen engagement, always pushing. Then navigation from adaptive governance, guiding and responding.
Mm-hmm.
The capacity provided by ecotech, the tools, and the constant experimentation from social innovations, always finding better ways.
It's a dance between all those elements.
An ongoing, evolving partnership. It's never done.
So that initial restless anxiety we talked about, it didn't just vanish, but maybe transformed into a different kind of hum. Maybe purposeful activity, shared responsibility.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Realizing the future wasn't some preordained collapse, but something actually being woven, thread by thread, by lots of people.
Yeah. Ultimately, the truth isn't some fixed destination you find. The material really suggests it's the ever-unfolding journey of connection. A beautiful, complex dance of cause and effect, always changing, always adapting.
Which leaves us, and you listening, with a thought, I suppose. What seemingly small, maybe personal choice are you making today? That could be one of those crucial threads. A thread weaving a more connected, maybe more regenerative future.